Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What the Heck Did I Just Speed Read? By the Mysosphere Mindset is a practical self-improvement guide focused on speed reading with an explicit emphasis on maintaining or improving comprehension, positioned as a beginner-friendly training manual. It argues that faster reading is not a rare talent but a learnable skill that improves when readers adopt the right mindset and practice targeted techniques. Based on its public description, the book centers on a structured approach that includes myth-busting, guidance on retraining eye movement and attention, and a small daily practice commitment. It presents multiple techniques intended to be practiced in short sessions, aiming to help readers become more efficient without turning reading into shallow skimming. The purpose is productivity, and learning students, professionals, and curious readers are encouraged to build a repeatable process for reading more in less time while still understanding and retaining key ideas. Overall, it frames speed reading as a trainable combination of focus, method, and consistent practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a learnable skill, not a special talent, the mindset foundation. A central message in the book is that speed reading is accessible to almost anyone when approached as a trainable skill rather than a fixed trait. This mindset shift matters because many readers assume they are limited by natural reading speed, easily distracted attention, or past frustration with dense material. The book positions confidence and consistency as prerequisites if readers believe improvement is possible. They are more likely to practice and measure progress rather than quit early. The emphasis on mindset also reframes the goal from simply reading faster to reading more effectively. Instead of chasing extreme speed at all costs, the reader is guided toward a balance where comprehension remains the standard of success. This orientation helps prevent the common trap of rushing through pages without understanding, which can make speed reading feel pointless. By treating reading as a mental skill that improves with deliberate practice, the book encourages a growth-oriented approach. Start where you are, use simple drills, and steadily raise pace while tracking understanding. In that sense, mindset is presented as the engine that makes the techniques sustainable. Myth-busting to prevent ineffective and confusing speed reading habits. The book highlights that many people struggle with speed reading because they begin with misconceptions about what it is supposed to feel like and how it works. Public descriptions indicate it dispels several popular myths and misunderstandings, which serves an important practical purpose, removing false expectations that lead to poor technique choice or discouragement. One common misunderstanding in the speed reading space is equating speed with skimming, where the reader sacrifices comprehension and then concludes that speed reading does not work. Another is the belief that faster reading requires innate photographic memory or some rare ability. By challenging these notions, the book aims to clear a path for realistic training goals, measurable improvement, without pretending that comprehension will magically follow. Myth-busting also helps readers avoid quick-fix promises and focus on fundamentals such as attention control, purposeful reading, and practice routines. The result is a more grounded understanding of how speed and comprehension can be developed together. In effect, this section functions like a reset. It replaces vague internet advice with a clearer definition of what the training is intended to accomplish and what outcomes are reasonable with consistent effort. Thirdly, retraining eye movement and attention for more efficient reading. Another key theme is improving the mechanics of reading by working with how the eyes and brain process text. The book references mind hacks used by academics to retrain eye movement and brain processing, which aligns with the broad idea that reading speed is influenced by habits such as frequent regressions, inefficient scanning, and inconsistent focus. Rather than treating reading as purely intellectual, this approach treats it partly as a coordination skill where you place your visual attention, how smoothly your eyes move across lines, and how often you lose your place all affect pace and comprehension. The book frames technique as a way to reduce friction in the reading process, so the reader can spend more effort on understanding rather than on repeatedly rereading. This topic also supports the book's emphasis on comprehension. Better control of attention and visual tracking can make reading feel less mentally noisy, which helps the reader hold on to meaning and structure. While the book is not positioned as a scientific textbook, its practical promise is clear by changing the physical and attentional habits involved in reading. You can increase speed in a way that remains compatible with genuine understanding. Fourthly, a short daily practice routine training in manageable sessions. The book is built around the idea that meaningful improvement can come from a small but consistent time investment. Its public materials emphasize practicing techniques in about 20 minutes per day, which makes the program feel approachable for busy students and professionals. This matters because speed reading is often marketed as an instant transformation, but readers typically need repetition to change ingrained habits. By proposing short sessions, the book lowers the barrier to entry and encourages daily engagement rather than occasional bursts of motivation. A routine-based approach also supports measurement readers can track how their comfort, focus, and understanding evolve across repeated practice sessions. The structure implied by the description suggests that drills and exercises are meant to be simple enough to fit into a regular schedule, yet purposeful enough to produce noticeable gains. Importantly, the book links daily training to both speed and comprehension, implying that practice is not just about pushing pace, but also about maintaining meaning as the pace increases. This makes the routine feel like skill building rather than mere acceleration, helping readers avoid the burnout that comes from trying to force speed without control. Lastly, balancing speed with comprehension and retention as the real objective. A distinguishing focus of the book is that reading faster is only valuable if the reader understands and remembers what was read. The marketing emphasizes a strategy to maximize comprehension, not just speed, and reader feedback cited in public listings echoes this balance. This topic is crucial because speed reading guidance can drift toward performance metrics, such as pages per hour, while ignoring learning outcomes. The book instead frames comprehension and retention as a success criteria. The reader should be able to extract key ideas, follow arguments, and recall information afterward. By positioning speed and understanding as compatible goals, it encourages readers to build control, accelerate when material is straightforward, slow down when ideas are dense, and maintain deliberate engagement throughout. This balanced approach also fits a broad audience, from students reading textbooks to professionals reviewing reports, where missing details can be costly. The book's promise of efficiency is therefore tied to usefulness, saving time while still improving knowledge acquisition. In practice, this means techniques are presented as tools to increase throughput without making reading superficial. The result is a more credible and sustainable definition of speed reading, faster reading that still produces real comprehension and usable memory. In conclusion, What the Heck Did I Just Speed Read? Is best suited for readers who want a practical entry point into speed reading without sacrificing understanding. Students juggling heavy reading loads, professionals who need to process documents efficiently, and lifelong learners who want to cover more material will likely benefit most from its training-oriented approach. The book's value is in how it connects technique to a routine. Instead of presenting speed reading as a mysterious trick, it treats it as a skill built through consistent, manageable practice. That framing can reduce frustration and help readers stay engaged long enough to see improvement. Its emphasis on comprehension and retention also makes it more useful than guides that fixate on raw speed, because real-world reading usually requires remembering and applying information. In a category filled with bold claims, this book stands out for centering the balance between pace and understanding, and for encouraging a daily method rather than a one-time hack. Readers who follow a disciplined practice schedule and stay focused on comprehension can use its approach to become more efficient, more confident, and more intentional in how they read. If you would like to support the Mesosphere Mindset, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.